弟兄姐妹好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
很高兴有这个时间和弟兄姐妹一起来分享主的话。
I'm really glad that I could share some words of the Lord with you today.
刚刚弟兄的祷告说到我们现在所处的这一段时间是非常危险的时间。
Our brother prayed and mentioned that we are in a difficult time right now.
我们看见这一个礼拜报纸上所报道的事情让我们心惊胆跳。
Everything in the news really has startled us.
我们不想遇见的金融风暴现在已经发生在我们的面前。
The financial crisis is here. We are facing it right now.
过去我们也曾经经历过一些大的问题。
We had some problem in the past.
比如说早年的石油危机，还有 dot-com 的泡沫化。
And like the problem we used to have in the oil crisis and the dot-com crisis.
但是那个时候发生的时候，好像都是一次在一个时间里发生一件事情。
But at that, during that time, it's like we're only facing one problem at a time.
但是我们今天所面临的问题是所有的问题发生在同一个时间。
But today it seems like everything happened at one time.
我们打开报纸，我们就看到房价、房子的问题。
When we read the news, we see the problem in house in housing price.
金融。
The financial crisis.
保险。
The insurance.
股票。
And the stock market.
汽油。
And the oil price.
失业。
And unemployment.
通通在这个时候发生了。
Everything is in one pot.
这些事情让我们心里面感觉非常的焦虑与不安。
This might bring some anxiety and worries to our heart.
为什么呢？
How come?
因为它影响了我们的生活。
Because this they're directly affecting our daily life.
更让我们感到不安的是。
And also what worries us is.
到这个时候，没有人，甚至于专家都不能告诉我们这个金融风暴。将要带给我们什么样的灾难？
Because right now it seems that there's nobody can predict what will be coming. Those experts they cannot tell you.
但是根据所有的资料和数据告诉我们，
But from the statistics,
目前我们所面临的这个金融风暴将是1930年经济萧条以来最严重的一次。
But this is probably the worst ever after 1930, the Great Depression, the recession.
虽然政府已经通过700亿的救助，
Even though the bailout plan, the 700 million bailout plan is approved, 700 billion, sorry.
但是我们到现在没有人有把握这个方案可以完全把美国的经济回转过来。
But it doesn't guarantee that the economy will be turned around.
所以在这个情况之下，希望我们今天的信息能够帮助我们连了解两件事情。
At this point, I hope that the message today will help us to see two points.
第一个，让我们知道金融风暴的发生不是偶然的单一事件。
I will know that this crisis did not happen just accidentally.
就像圣经里面所说的，凡事都有定时。
Just like what the Bible tells us, everything has its season.
它要发生，它就发生了。
When it happens, it happens.
第二，当我们在面对金融风暴的时候，做神儿女的，我们应该用什么样的一个心来面对这样的冲击
？And also, hopefully, we could find out as God's children how and what kind of attitude we should have when we face this kind of crisis.
所以但愿我们今天在一起，我们来思想这个问题。
Let's just think about this together.
好，我们看一下今天的题目，是说到时间和生命的轨迹。
Our title today is time and the track of time and life.
既然是一个轨迹，这个轨迹在经过的时候，它就会留下脚印、痕迹。
When we talk about the track, we're actually looking at the footprints.
那我们可以从它所留下的痕迹里面，我们能够找到这个轨迹的起头。
When all these footprints on the track, we are hoping that we could trace back to the source.
好，我们打开圣经，我们看创世纪第一章。
Let's turn to the Bible, Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章我们看第三节到第五节。
Genesis chapter 1 verses 3 through 5.
神说要有光，就有了光。
Then God said, let there be light, and there was light.
神看光是好的，就把光暗分开了。
And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness.
神称光为昼，称暗为夜，有晚上，有早晨，这是头一日。
God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning one day.
这里讲到昼夜。
There we see evening and morning.
这实际上就是告诉我们，时间从这个时候开始了。
It tells us that time starts here.
所以我们继续如果看第八节、十三节、十九节、二十三节、三十一节。在神创造的前六天里面，在每一天结束的时候，神都有同样的一句话说：“有晚上，有早晨。”
As we look on from all the verses there, we see every day at the end of the day of God's creation, He will also say, "It was evening and there was morning, another day."
所以神已经在提示我们说，他给人的时间，给这个世界的时间。现在开始了。
It seems like God is telling us the time for this world is starting right there.
在第一章十四节，神为了让我们能够了解时间的他的实际，他就说了，他说我要，第十四节，神说天上要有光体，可以分昼夜，做记号，定节令，日子，年岁。
Verse 14, then God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heaven to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years.
所以这个时间开始了以后，它是可以有一个方式去量的，去测度的，就是用什么来测量呢？就是用时间，就是一天或者一年。或者一个节期就是 season.
As time started there, there is a way to measure it. That's the day and the year and the season.
好，另外在同样在创世纪第一章到了第三，神创造宇宙万物，在第三天、第五天、第六天，神在给了时间以后，神又创造了生命。
After this, after the Lord has set the time, He also created life.
这个生命包括所有的植物、所有的动物、所有的飞鸟、走兽、海底的鱼。
It includes all the vegetation, the animals, the birds, and the fish.
也包括我们。
And also human beings.
所以，简单的来说，在创世纪第一章，神做了两个非常重要的宣告。
Just the first chapter, God has two very important proclamations.
第一，时间开始了。
First, the time started.
第二，生命开始了。
And then the life started.
所以这两个宣告是神在创造宇宙万物的时候给我们非常重要的两件事情。
This is two very important points the Lord has revealed to all the human beings.
但是我们今天活在这个世界里面，我们过了十年也好，二十年也好，五十年也好，七十年也好，我们对时间、对生命的看法，我们所经历的是怎么一回事呢
？But how do we feel and how do we understand time and life as we move on like 10, 20, 50 years?
我回过去，我想了一下。
As I look back,
我大概可以想到这么几点。
I think about several points here.
生命、时间和生命这两个都是神给我们的。
Time and life, both of this are from the Lord.
这两个是有互动的，是相互互动的。
And they interact with each other.
在一方面来讲呢，神他把给我们的时间我们的生命，他给我们的生命是活在时间里面。
On one hand, our life is in the time.
从我们出生的那一天，一直到我们离开这个世界的那一天，我们整个的生命是活在时间里面。
For our birthday to the day we leave the world, everything is in time.
那从另外一个方面来讲呢，时间又是陪伴我们的生命。
On the other hand, time goes on with our life.
同样的，我们从出生的那一天，一直到我们离开的那一天，时间是陪伴着我们的。
From the day we're born until the day that we die, time goes on with us.
第二，时间是支配我们的生命。
And sometimes time, is, dictating our life.
我们住在城市里面的人，我们都是日出而作，日落而息。
For those of us, in the city, we start working when the day starts, and we rest when at the end of the day.
根据时间，啊，我们来安排我们的工作，安排我们什么时候上学，我们什么时候休闲，什么时候旅行。
We arrange all our activity according to time.
那我们住在乡村里面的呢？
For those who are in the remote area.
大概在乡村里都是务农的，是不是？
When you are a farmer.
所以我们有句俗话说，就是春耕、夏长、秋收、冬藏。
There's the saying that when you plant it, you plant in spring and it grows in summer and you harvest in fall. And you just keep your harvest during the winter.
所以在每一个季节里面都有不同的活动。
In every different season, there's different activity.
当这个季节变动的时候，我们就发觉很多的动物就随着季节也跟到变动。
When the seasons changed, and we notice that animals move around.
我们看到有很多的动物啊，有很多的鸟，有很多的鱼，它们就随着的季节从地球的北边往南移，或者从南边往北移。
We see animals, fish, or birds, they will migrate as according to the season.
那现在已经到秋天了。
Now it's fall here.
这两天我们在 Issaquah, 就是下面一个城市，这两天就是叫 Salmon Festival, 就是鲑鱼节的啊庆祝。
We're having the Salmon Festival in Issaquah right now.
庆祝什么呢？
What do they celebrate?
就庆祝这个鲑鱼回潮。
They celebrate the return of the salmon.
这个鱼每年就在这个时候从海洋，然后回到它所生长的、出生的小溪里面。
This is the season the salmon will return to where they were born.
同样的，当季节变动的时候，我们看到所有的植物啊，春天的时候开花、结果啊，然后到秋天的时候就开始落叶了。
As we notice the season change, and we also notice the trees, the fruit that they move on as the season goes on.
第三，我们可以看到时间和生命一直在赛跑。
And sometimes you feel that time and life is kind of racing with each other.
好，对我们来说，好像时间永远不够用。
It seems that we would never have enough time.
我们现在一个礼拜有七天。
Even though we have 7 days a week.
可能有人想最好一个礼拜有个八天九天多好。
Some might hope that maybe it would be better if we have 8 or 9 days a week.
我们总觉得时间不够用。
We always feel that we need more time.
还有，时间和生命对我们来说只出现一次。
And also time and life is always new, always fresh.
过去就过去了。
When it passed, it passed.
就没有第二个机会让我们再经历一次时间。或者经历一次生命。
We will not given the chance to experience the pastime.
最后，时间和生命都不在我们的手里面。
And also we see time and life is not in our hands.
我们没有办法预测我们自己的时间和我们自己的生命。
We cannot predict the time and also our life.
我们来就来了。
We come when we come.
时间到了，我们该走的时候，我们就走了。
When it's time to leave, then we will be leaving.
我们没有办法能够让我们的呼吸能够多一次。
We cannot extend just one more breath.
这就是我们应该所知道的时间和生命跟我们日常的生活所发生所有的关系。
That is some fact that we should know about time and life.
在圣经里面，我们可以看到一个人。
In the Bible, we see about a man.
就是旧约的啊，所罗门王。
That is Solomon, King Solomon.
他虽然做了君王
，even though he was a king.
在他晚年的时候
，when he was old.
他想到他的一生
，he looked back at all his life.
他就发觉他对这个时间所经过的时间或他 的生命的过程，他有一个深刻的一个体认。
He has something, a very deep thought about the time and the life that he lived.
我们知道所罗门王他是非常有智慧的。
We know King Solomon is very wise.
他在他的日子里面他写了三本书。
During his life, he wrote three books.
他写了箴言。
He wrote Proverbs.
他写了传道书。
Ecclesiastes.
他写了雅歌。
And the Song of Solomon.
在传道书里面，他就把他所体认的时间和生命描写得非常的深刻。
In Ecclesiastes, he really described the time of his life very well.
他自己做见证说。
It's his own testimony.
我们打开。传道书第一章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
我们打开传道书第一章。所罗门王自己做见证。
That's his own word.
第一章十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 12.
他说，我传道者在耶路撒冷做过以色列的王。
Solomon said, I, the preacher, have been king over Israel in Jerusalem.
所以他在以色列是做过王的。
He was the king of Jerusalem.
所以我们可以从这句话里面，我们知道他写这本书的时候，可能是在他晚年的时候。
And from this statement, we know that he probably wrote this when he was in his old age.
所以他第一，他说我是做过王的。
He said he was king over Israel.
十三节。
Verse 13.
我专心用智慧寻求查究天下所做的一切事。
And I set my mind to seek and explore by wisdom concerning all that has been done under the heaven.
他用一个非常专心的一个态度，做什么事呢？他用神给他的智慧，他来寻求、查考天下，在天下这个字也可以说，就在日光之下所做的一切的事情。当然，这个事情包括他自己做的。也包括其他人做的。
He set his mind and by the, using the wisdom that the Lord has given him, he explored concerning all the things that's happening under the sun. This includes the things that he has done and also the things that other people has done.
他经过这样的寻求查考之后呢，他得到一个结论。
After the seeking and exploring, he found this one conclusion.
他说乃至神叫世人所经念的是极重的劳苦。
And then this is what he said. It is a grievous task which God has given to the sons of men to be afflicted with.
事情是人做的。
It was all man's activity.
做完了以后呢，他就从这些事情做过的事上，他就发觉这个事情都会带来一个后果。
After all these activities, he found out that one result come after all these tasks.
当神就在这些后果里面，让人在他所做过的事情上去经历非常难以忍受的一个痛苦磨练。
God is afflicting the human beings with all the activity, all the consequence.
就换句话讲。事情，世界上，在世界上，我们做过很多的事情。
Well, there will be many activities in our lives.
我们做过很多的好事，也做过很多的坏事。
There will be good and there will be bad activities.
也许我们做过，我们就忘了。
Some things we will forget.
但是，所罗门告诉我们，这些事情不管是好事或者坏事，它都会带来一个后果。
But Solomon tells us that whether good or bad things, there will be a consequence.
那我们人呢，就在这个后果里面，我们会经历一些让我们不能忍受的痛苦，或者不能忍受的折磨，也同时让我们经过这些磨练。
And we will be afflicted in this consequence. Sometimes it's hard to bear, but we will be trained.
所谓天作孽犹可为，人作孽不可活。
It's saying that whatever consequence the human being caused themselves, they will just have to go through it, and it's unbearable.
所以这里啊，所罗门 他就在这些事情上他得到这样的一个结论。
So that's how he felt, King Solomon has this statement.
他同时呢在这些事情上这些所发生的事情他又得到另外一个结论。
Also he has another conclusion.
这个结论更重要。
That's even more important.
那我们打开第三章的第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 1.
第三章第一节怎么说？他说：“凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时。”
Verse 1, there is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven.
就是我们在凡事都有定期，就是我们在做事情的时候，我们都会好像不知不觉当中就有一个时间去让我们去做那个事情。
It seems that we are, there is always a set time for a certain thing, and we are just following.
而且做的这事情以后呢，所带出来的后果，都会在一个特定的时间会发生。
And also the consequence will also follow the time.
所以接下来所罗门就给我们举了他所观察到的一些事。
And then Solomon lists all, everything from his observation.
所以在从第二节到第八节这七节圣经里面，所罗门他就举了十四个所发生的事情。
From verse 2 through 8, he listed 14 things.
而且这十四个都是一套一套的，一对一对的。
It's like 14 pairs of things.
十四对所发生的事情。那这十四对他所注意到的事情有哪些呢？
What are these 14 pairs?
你去仔细去看啊，他这里面就有讲到关于个人的事。
There are things concerning individuals.
也有关于大众的事情，就是群体的事情。
And things about the common crowd.
比如说像第二节讲到生有时，死有时，这是我们讲的我们个人，我们生有时，死有时。
Verse 2 talk about birth and to, a time to give birth and a time to die. This is about individuals.
那众人的事呢，我们可以讲到战争与和平。
And when it's talking about the crowd, then we think about the war and peaceful time.
也另外这里面也讲到过去所发生的事，今天也在发生。
And also what happened before, it will happen again.
这个中间有得胜的事情，也有失败的事情。
There were success and there will be failure.
这些事里面有让我们喜乐的事，也有让我们哀痛的事情。
There's joy and also there's sorrow.
所发生的事情让我们能够有相聚的事情，也让我们有分离的事。
Also, a time to gather together and a time to scatter.
这些事情你去看，每一对，它事情的本身都是相互有矛盾的。
In every individual pair, it seems like these two things are conflicting each other.
你看，有战争，和平。
When we talk about war, then there's when we talk about peace.
有生，有死。
We talk about birth and die.
有欢笑，有哭泣。
Joy and tears.
有聚合，有分离。
Gathering and scattering.
好像这些事情都是水火不容的事情。
Like these two are not, not.
Like water and the fire, not accommodate each other. 但是呢，它却又是相互交织在一起。
But on the other hand, they are together.
也就是因为这个原因。
Because of this,
我们就活在这个充满一个冲突这种一个光景之下。
It seems that we live in a world in a condition that is full of conflicts.
很可怜的，我们没有办法有我们自己的选择。
Sometimes we cannot choose by ourselves.
我们也没有办法从这个里面躲避它。
And we cannot escape from this.
就像现在的金融风暴。
Just like the financial crisis.
不是说我们选择不来他就不来。
It's not something that we could choose and make it not happen.
他来了就来了。
When it comes, it comes.
我们在身在这个里面，我们想跑也跑不出去。
We cannot escape from this.
我们就是这样的可怜。
It seems that we are very pitiful.
然后当所罗门他把这些事情讲完了以后，你看到第九节，他发了一个问题。
After all these comparison, and he has a question in verse 9.
他说做事的人在他的劳碌上有什么益处呢？
He said, "What profit is there to the worker?" From that in which he toils.
事情是人做的。
We work.
那做了事情所带出来这些后果，我们在这个后果里面，我们又经历过这样的难处，这样的痛苦。
And we will go through suffering and pain as we work.
到底对我们，正你说有什么好处
？And then what profit is there?
或者说我们学到了什么？
Or we could ask, what have we learned?
很感谢神，当所罗门问完这个问题以后
，After Solomon questioned such，
经过他的寻求，经过他的考察，他帮助我们找到了答案。
After his seeking, he helped us to find an answer here.
他就在答案里面，就是十节、十一节。
It's in verse 10 and 11.
他看见什么？我见神叫世人劳苦，使他们在其中受经验。
I have seen the task which God has given the sons of man with which to occupy themselves.
就是刚刚我们讲的，神就是定义要让我们在这些的事情里面所发生的事情里面，让我们来经历、来磨练。
God has planned all these for us to be trained.
十一节。
Verse 11.
当我们在这受磨练的时候，他就看到，在回想到神他所定的这些时间里面所发生的事情里面，在时间里他说，神造万物各按其时成为美好。
Verse 11. He has made everything appropriate in its time.
中文翻作神造万物。这是中文的说法。
In the Chinese Bible, it says God has created everything.
你去看英文的时候，它实际是讲是说，神让这些事情发生，就按照他的时间看为美好。
The English translation it says he has made everything appropriate in its time.
因为讲到神创造万物成为美好，其实在创世纪的第一章，你去看，当神每次造完，啊，在他的日子，造完人，造完植物、动物，造完。日月星辰的时候，他都说甚为好，是不是甚好
？In Genesis chapter 1, when God created everything, He will always say God sees it as good.
所以这里呢，就英文的翻的比较准确，就是所罗门当他回顾这些所发生的事情，就第二节到第八节，他就看到神让这些事情发生在他适当的时间就发生了。
As we look back from verse 2 to 8, Solomon concluded that everything is appropriate in its time.
那我们今天的话我们可以讲啊，什么时间都有它的时间，比如说现在哈，我们就可以讲啊，繁荣有时，萧条有时。
And now we can say everything has its time. So good and bad, it always happens at its own time.
赚钱有时，亏本也有时。
There is time to make money and there is time to lose.
所以有很多的事情，我们都可以照我们的，按照我们所面临的情况，我们都可以得到相同的结论。
So from this principle, we can see in everything that happens in our life is in this principle.
所以所罗门就说，这些事情的发生，在神来看，都是一个适当的时间。都是在一个适当的时候。
Solomon said everything is in its appropriate time.
又将永生安置在世人的心里。
God has also set eternity in our hearts.
这个永生是神的生命在我们的里面。
The eternity is talking about the life of God that God has put in us.
这个永生是一个复活的生命，一个得胜的生命。一个成熟的生命。
This eternity is referring to this resurrected life, a maturing and a victorious life.
只有我们在经过这些磨难之后，我们学到了功课。
Only after all the trials, then we will learn this lesson.
我们就能够发觉，其实神他早就把他的生命，他愿意放在我们的心里面。
And we will discover that God has already put eternity, His own life in us.
他这个复活的生命、得胜的生命、成熟的生命，就能够带领我们、托住我们，经过。无论怎么大的风暴，我们都可以走过来。
This resurrected, overcoming life will lead us. No matter how difficult time is, it will lead us on.
所罗门也有一个感慨。
And he also sighed here.
他说：“然而，神从始至终的作为，人不能渗透。”
It says here that man will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end.
其实。你去看，并不是神不愿意让我们知道。
God is not that God doesn't want us to know, His work.
如果我们每个人都像所罗门一样的去寻求、去查考，我相信神会借着圣灵让我们知道他所做的事。
If we seek and explore like how Solomon did, I'm sure the Holy Spirit will lead us to into the knowledge.
如果我们每天就是很安逸的啊，过去就过去了，也不去想的话，难怪我们不知道神在这为什么要在这些事情上啊来磨练我们。我们更不知道这些事情为什么会在这个时候发生。
If we just rest every day, accepting it and not seeking, then of course that we will not find out why.
讲到刚刚讲到成熟的生命。得胜的生命，复活的生命。
When we talk about this resurrected life, maturing and overcoming life,
我就想到一个图画。
We see, I can see this picture.
我们看到有一棵树。
Like when we see a tree.
在冬天的时候，像个枯干的，什么都没有。
In the winter time, it's all bare.
不起眼
and you don't see anything there.
没有人可以会瞧得起那棵树
Nobody really pay attention to the tree.
但是当春天来的时候
But when spring comes,
我们就看到这树的树梢就开始发新芽的是吧
We can see the new budding.
我们就看到新的叶子伸出来
And we see new leaves.
然后这个叶子随着季节的转换到夏天的时候它就开花，叶子长得丰满，然后就慢慢结果。
And by summertime, it will be full of leaves and flowers, and then even bear fruit.
到了秋天的时候
，By fall,
我们看到叶子黄了
，and the leaves will turn yellow.
我们看到叶子一片一片慢慢的落下来
，and they will start falling.
我们所看到的是什么？
What do we see here?
我想我们一般人，连我包括我自己，好像都比较喜欢春天。
Everyone, including myself, we probably like spring better.
因为春天有朝气。
Because it makes you feel alive.
好，看到一个新的生命。
And you see the new life.
让我们心里面特别的火热。
And we will have this zeal in our heart.
好像也看到了希望。
Like we see something hopeful.
但是我现在慢慢觉得我更喜欢春天啊秋天。
But now I feel that the autumn is also great.
为什么
？How come？
我喜欢不是因为秋风扫落叶的美。
I like autumn not just thinking about the dancing of the leaves in the wind.
也不是黄叶舞秋风的美。
Not just those poetic feeling.
但是实在是看到这棵树的成熟的生命。
But I actually see the maturing life in this tree.
你看，从春天到秋天
，from spring to fall，
它要经过多少的日晒、风吹、雨打
？The tree has gone through a lot of sunshine, rain, and wind blow.
到了秋末的时候
，at the end of the fall。
叶子成熟了，变黄了，开始落叶了。
And the leaves seems mature, so and they fall.
给我们一个非常伤感的一个情景。
It seems sorrowful to us.
好像对树本身来说， 他不愿意这些叶子从树上掉落。
Maybe to the tree, it doesn't want the leaf to fall.
因为叶子是从他自己的树枝上所发出来的。
Because those leaves grew from the branches.
我相信叶子也不愿意自己从树上这样子脱落。
Maybe the leaf doesn't like the feeling of falling too.
因为它是树的一部分。
Because they are part of the tree.
但是他知道时间到了。
But they know time is right.
他必须要从叶子上落下来。
It's time to fall.
树上落下来。在这个时候，这棵树它更知道。
At this time, maybe the tree will find out.
进入冬天以后
After when winter comes,
它还要接受更严厉的考验。
The tree will go through something even harsher.
它要经过冰天雪地。
It will go through the snow.
要经过非常寒冷的气温。
Go through the freezing temperature.
从外面看，这棵树好像已经枯干了。
From the outside, it seems like this tree is dying, it's dry.
好像已经没有生命了。
It's lifeless.
但是在树它自己的本身。
But in the tree.
它里面的生命。
The life within.
告诉它，当冬天过去了以后，春天来的时候，它这个复活的生命再重新又会发芽，又会开花。又会结果。
But the life within the tree, when spring comes, the life will come appear again.
我想我们树的生命是如此，我想我们的人的生命也是如此。
Just like a tree, our life is similar.
我们有时候，我们年轻的时候，好像我们是在春天。
When you're young, you're like in your springtime.
然后我们进入夏天，我们到了三十岁、四十岁，好，我们进入夏天。我们什么都丰满了，什么都有了。
And、in your 30s or 40s, you are in your summer and you have everything in abundance.
但是人生从春天、夏天，然后慢慢走到秋天。
But we will walk from spring to summer to fall.
我们在秋天这个季节里，如果讲到人的生命，我们就看到这个生命的成熟。
In the season of autumn, in the season of fall, we see a matured life.
因为他从春天到秋天的时候经历了多少的折磨，经历多少的难处，经历多少的磨练。
Because from spring to summer, all through the seasons, there are trials and there are trainings.
所谓历尽沧桑。
Like it has gone through everything.
然后到了秋天的生命。
And the life in fall,
慢慢进入冬天。
Will lead into winter.
到了冬天，人的生命看起来非常的憔悴。
In the winter season, everything seems
我们外面的身体好像慢慢都枯萎了。
It seems like that appear to be dry and dying.
但是神的儿女在心灵的深处，里面的生命知道，时间到的时候，我们会离开。
But God's children, we know when the time is right, we will leave.
但是在耶稣基督里，我们只是暂时的睡觉。
But in Christ, we just fall asleep, temporary.
当耶稣基督回来的时候，
When the Lord returns,
他给我们的生命又会彰显出来。
The life in Christ will reveal again.
这就是神给我们的生命。
That's the life we receive from the Lord.
所以当我们现在能够晓得时间和生命它这样进行的一个轨迹。
As we think about life and time moves on in a track.
那我们就来到下面，我们就看所罗门他最后给我们什么样的一个结论。
Let's see what Solomon brings after all these observations.
我们看传道书的第一章。
Let's turn to chapter 1.Chapter 1 of Ecclesiastes.
第一章第三节。
Verse 3.
人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？
What advantage does a man have in all his work which he does under the sun?
你看，所罗门在这里问这个问题，到第三章的第九节用问同样的问题。
You see the question here and also in chapter 3 verse 9.
所以所罗门在他的一生里面，这些问题一直在他的脑海里面打转。
In his life, Solomon's been meditating on this question a lot.
因为就是这些问题，他得不到答案。
Because he cannot find an answer.
他就去寻求。
So he seek.
他就去思考。
And meditate.
所罗门他做了很多的事。
He has accomplished a lot.
在第二章你去看。
If you read from chapter 2.
他看说到他建造了王宫。
He mentioned about his building of the palace.
他有一切的丰富。
He has all the riches.
他有羊有牛
，He has the animals, the lamb and the ox.
他有很多的嫔妃
，He has all the wives and concubines.
但是他好像来到了，他得到所有的时候，他觉得他所做过的这一切事情，能够带来给他什么好处呢
？But what does he feel after he has accomplished and received so much?
更说的明白。他能够在这些事情上他学到什么样的功课的
Or what has he learned from all these?
到了第四节
Verse 4
他说一代过去一代又来
A generation goes and a generation comes
地却永远长存
But the earth remains forever
他知道他的生命是有限的
He knows that his life is limited
因为他看到他的父亲大卫
He saw his father David.
他看到他的先祖。
He saw all the forefathers.
他知道一代过去了，一代又来了。
He knows that a generation will come after another.
他知道他在这个地上时间也是有限。
He also knows that his time on earth is limited.
当他这一代过去的时候，新的一代又起来了。
After his generation, there will be another new generation.
他却看见地却永远长存。
But he noticed that the earth remains forever.
所以我们在这个地上，我们知道我们的生命是有限的。
We know our time is limited.
好，到第五节、第六节、第七节，所罗门他真是得到神的智慧。
From verse 5, 6, and 7, we see Solomon indeed has the wisdom from God.
他不但寻求他以前或者是世人所做过的一切事情。
He looked at all the things that all the activity all the human beings has accomplished.
他也注意观察神的创造。
He also paid attention to God's creation.
他也注意神所创造的这些所发生的这些现象。
He also paid attention to all the phenomena.
他就发现了三件事。
This is what he discovered.
他在每天的太阳日头出来的时候或日太阳西沉的时候他在这个事情上他发现了一件事
He noticed something from the sun
同时他在每天所经历刮风的时候他注意这个风在刮的时候是什么样的一个情况
He also paid attention to how the wind blows
他又注意到他所看到的江河每天水在里面流又是什么样的一个现象
He was also paying attention to the rivers.
所以他就在第五节、第六节、第七节他把他所注意到的这些现象告诉我们。
And he found a conclusion from verse 5, 6, and 7.
第五节日头出来日头落下即归所出之地。
Also, verse 5 says, The sun rises and the sun sets, and hastening it to its place, it rises there again.
我们每天早上有晨曦
Every morning the sun rises
中午有日正当中
And noontime the sun is right on top
然后到黄昏的时候日落西山
And sunset at the end of the day
就这样的周而复始
It circulates every day
好像它又回到了原处
Like it returns to its place
到第六节
Verse 6
他所看到的风
The wind that he noticed
往南刮
blowing toward the south
又向北转
then turned toward the north
这风不断不住的旋转
the wind continues swirling along
到最后
and at the end
风又回到转行原道又回到原来的地方
The Bible says on its circular courses, the wind returns.
同样的，江河。
And talk about river.
江河它往海里面流。
All the rivers flow into the sea.
海却不满。
Yet the sea is not full.
江河是从哪里出来的？
Where did the river came from?
它最后要归到它发源的地方。
To the place where the rivers flow, they flow again.
所以，所罗门他在这些事情上，他发觉到了。
Solomon noticed one thing in common.
不管是时间
，about time，
不管是生命
，about life，
不管是自然的现象
，about the nature，
凡是神所创造的。
Everything God created
都要，除了有了轨迹，我们可以去找，去发掘，到最后，这个轨迹又回到它的原来开始的地方。
There's a track that if we trace it back, it will always return to its beginning.
如果我们能够像所罗门有同样的看见。
If we could have the same sight as Solomon does,
无论我们今天是处在什么样的一个光景，什么样的一个环境，
no matter what circumstances we're in,
不管我们今天是有多少的难处，多少的试炼，
no matter how difficult it is and how many trials we have right now,
不管我们今天是有多少的忧伤，多少的喜乐，
no matter how grateful, how joyful you are or how sorrowful you are.
不管我们是得胜还是失败
，whether we are successful or failing，
这一切的一切
，everything，
最终都要回到它的原处
，will go back to its beginning，
就是神他自己
，and that's our God。
如果我们能够有这样的认识
，if we can have such understanding，
我们就能够面对发生在我们身上。在我们周围所有的事情
，then we will be able to face everything that is around us。
不管是祝福的事情
，whether it's a blessing，
不管是遭难的事
，or it's a trial，
我们都能够回到神，回到主的他的里面。
We could always return to our God。
主必定把他的平安和喜乐赏赐给我们。
And He will grant us His peace and joy。
所以主说。烦恼苦担重担的，可以到我这里来。
That's why our Lord Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are heavy laden."
我就让你们得到安息。
And I will give you peace, rest.
因为只有在主的安息里面
，Because only in this rest,
我们才能够走过这个我们人生的这条道路。
That we could walk along this journey.
外面的环境可能没有变。
The circumstances might not change.
可能变得更坏、更糟。
It might get worse.
就像我们今天所面临的。
Just like what we're facing.
我们相信，往后的一年、两年、三年，我们的日子比今天还要难过。
I think the following 2-3 years will be even harder than this year.
但是我们的心境不一样。
But we will have a different heart.
主借着他的话，把我们的心打开了。
The Lord will open and enlighten our heart with His word.
让我们知道，我们不论做什么事，他都有一个会带出一个后果。
That we will trust that no matter what, He will lead to one consequence.
这个后果里面，就让我们去经历，去磨练。
In this, He will lead us through. He will train us and mold us.
是好事，是祝福，我们感谢主。
If it's a good thing, it's a blessing to us, we thank Him.
是我们认为的坏事，不好的事。
Even those things seem bad to us,
我们也要感谢主。
We shall praise Him too.
因为主在这些事情上，他必定会让我们要有当学的功课。
Because we know that in everything there is a lesson to learn.
所以今天的信息，但愿。可以让我们听到这些话之后，现在发生在我们面前的这些难处，我们都能够用一个非常喜乐平安的心去面对。
I hope this message today will help everyone to face whatever is around us right now with a very peaceful and joyful heart.
我们相信主必定要带领我们走过他为我们所预备的这条路。
And we trust that our Lord will lead us through the path that He has designed for us.
好，我们今天信息就到这里。
Our message ends here.
我在这特别要谢谢 Grace 姊妹。
Mr. Cheng is being very kind and showing his appreciation to me.
他在身体这么软弱的时候，他还是照着主所给他的那一份，他在主的面前忠心。
Even though translation is not something that I really enjoy, it's my weak point. But by God's grace, I can serve.
从我的心里面说，真是看到在姊妹的身上看到那得胜的生命、复活的生命跟成熟的生命。
God could work His overcoming life in us.
好，谢谢各位，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你让我们所做过的事情所得到的结果